You know, it's really interesting walking into my studio today. I was looking at my library, and the first book that popped out of my mind was Fyodor Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment. It's really interesting. That's a great, great way to assess what's going on in our country today. I have to say, we're going to talk a little bit about Bill Barr. We're going to talk a little bit about Sussman. And we're also going to talk a little bit about the fact that Perkins Coie actually has a secure area in their office now to house the FBI. That kind of stinks, in my opinion. Jimmy, take it any place you want.
Yeah, so there's been, you know, obviously a lot that went on this week that people need to pay attention to if they at all want to protect the Constitution of the United States. And that is primarily...
Gee, there's a novel idea.
Yeah, you know, that's what I have my life on the line for the last, you know, 30, 40 years, watching it, you know, collapse so quickly with literally the Department of Justice and the FBI being used as political pawns, and in some cases, active participants to support political offices in this country. You know, Richard Nixon resigned from office and was threatened in impeachment. Thankfully, he resigned rather than put the country through the pain because they were getting involved. He had some people on his staff that got marginally involved in spying on the Democratic Party through the Watergate Hotel back in the day, mm-hmm. through the 72 election, and got caught at it. And they, you know, everybody took it pretty seriously. But here we have the Department of Justice, the FBI, cooperating directly with the legal team of the Democratic Party and the legal and lawyers for the Hillary Clinton campaign, mm-hmm. in order to spread misinformation, in order to shift the outcome of an election. That's the Justice Department and the FBI and members, Jim Comey, Peter Strzok, Andrew McCabe, Lisa Page, as well as, you know, Kevin Kleinsmith, one of the lawyers that actually fabricated, changed information to blame a source of the FBI and the CIA on being a Russian pawn in order to attack the Trump campaign, the presidential campaign of 2016, and then continue through his election. This is unprecedented in U.S. history, and unfortunately, the example of a rogue Department of Justice. Without Department of Justice, you have no faith in law enforcement or the Constitution of the United States for at least half the population. And hopefully those that actually believe in the Constitution will begin to realize that it could be used against them if the wrong power comes in on the other side.
Right.
And what we saw this last week with the Durham trial of Michael Sussman, the lawyer for Perkins Coie, is that he was basically given a not guilty verdict from a DC jury after clear evidence that he had lied to the FBI in order to manipulate them. And the FBI themselves were involved and jumped on this knowing that the information was false. Unfortunately, Durham did not take that seriously. He did not go after the FBI agents. Hopefully he will, but it looks like we have such a corrupt system that the Washington people inside the D.C. Beltway or the Justice Department protect their own. I think something has to change. The evidence is overwhelming, and the media just sits back. And really, if you go back and compare the difference between what was rather, in comparison, a very minor issue with the Watergate issue, which yeah. forced a presidential resignation, you see an unbelievable abuse of power right now in Washington, mm-hmm. and nothing's being done about it.
You know, if you tell a progressive right now what you just said about a rather minor event, i.e. bugging the apartment at Watergate, compared to what's going on right now, they'll call you a communist. They will call you worse than a communist. But, you know, it's very, very true. The difference is staggering, in my opinion. The way the opposition party, to us anyway, appears is that they are basically running roughshod over Americans. And I know I've been going over comments this morning from our blog. Very, very interesting blog. Boy, I think you almost need to have an IQ test in order to be included on the blog. Some of those comments are so insightful and so, so good. For lack of better terms, why I'm using that too much when I'm not really sure what today. I just want to give a compliment to the bloggers. You know, our country right now, Jim, the direction that we are headed in terms of the unlawful activities of the people in power is staggering to me. I'd like you to elaborate just a little bit on that.
Yeah, let's go back to what you said when you opened that little piece right there. You know, the comparison with Watergate, you know, there were political operatives inside the Nixon campaign that actually took action on their own to try to bug or get information on the Democratic Party and the Watergate offices.
Right.
Well, okay, those are political operatives. What we have today is the U.S. intelligence community, including the National Security Agency, with unbelievable access to individual information, to telephone conversations, to email conversations, to text conversations, reaching into a political campaign. The NSA and the DOJ given authority to the FBI to investigate people based on false information. This isn't political operatives from the Clinton campaign or the DNC taking action. These are actual massively powerful government institutions that are doing the bidding for a political party in order to basically destroy their political opposition. And there's something just, you know, Orwellian about having the FBI and the DOJ. Information is clearly out there showing that they knew that the information on the Trump campaign that they were coordinating with Russia through the Alpha Bank network, that they were somehow cooperating and getting information from the Russians in order to smear Hillary Clinton. They knew it was false information. They knew early on, and they continued to investigate to the point where they put a special prosecutor, put the entire nation through an unbelievably painful undermining of confidence in the Trump administration, had numerous people fired, had people put in jail for lying about things that were completely irrelevant, and sometimes just, you know, like Roger Stone, just forgetting about an email or some, you know, very obscure point. But they win in those cases. And now we have a guy like Michael Sussman, who clearly, you know, operated for the Clinton campaign, seated the FBI. James Baker, the senior legal representative for the FBI, seeded information with him and then passed it to press sources in order to leak it. And nobody does anything about it, and everybody thinks it's okay. I don't know how we can continue as a nation if we have this type of destructive policies going on in the political arena using the tools of the NSA, using the Department of Justice, using the FBI, using contractors under contract. And then, as you said from the beginning, Michael Sussman, the guy that seeded this information, apparently, according to reporting from the Congress, from congressional representatives, had a workstation for the FBI in the Perkins Coie office in Washington, D.C. to connect directly with the FBI. And as they were under contract with the DNC and the Clinton campaign, how much more corrupt can it be?
You know, about the only comment I can make is I had some interesting discussions yesterday in our men's breakfast club up here at the clubhouse. And it was very, very interesting in the sense we've got, I don't know, 40 or 50 or 60 guys in there. Yeah, we got some Democrats. Yeah, we got some Republicans. But the fervor right now of the Republicans, some of which are running for office right now locally, but many of which are just like me, just like you, in the sense that we want to do everything that we can, Jimmy, to try and get the House and the Senate back, try to get Congress back. And I think that we're going to be able to do that. But some of the comments just parrot almost exactly what you're saying, Jim. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, and so, you know, I really hope that we as a nation can get that percentage. You're never going to get the extremists, you know, that 20 to 30% that actually do not listen and don't have common sense. And that's on both sides of the aisle. But the people in the middle are starting to wake up. The economy, the security, their safety. the border, the potential devastating issues around the world right now are have to be waking people up, and I certainly hope that's happening.
KER Politics has been a ball this week, and I hope you guys enjoyed it.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.